you're in the Clockarium Museum, which is a museum especially devoted to clocks in faience. These clocks became an unstoppable craze in Belgium and north of France because these regions became very industrialized at the turn of the century. And as we know, a farmer lives with the sun, but someone that works in the industrial world works with schedules, and owning the time is therefore vital to function in society. I started this collection by walking around in flea markets and noticed that there was a huge variety of these clocks that, by the way, no one wanted, so they were just about available for free. And I started a collection which quickly became so huge that friends recommended me to open a museum, which I did with their help. The museum is organized by country of production. For instance, the second floor is devoted to the Belgian production, which was huge, and another room, where we currently are, is devoted to the French production. Here we are standing in front of the wall of a factory called Berlou and Mussier, which was located in central France in Vierzon. And the clock that we are most concerned about is, like most of the clocks of this producer, very much influenced by Art Deco. It represents a lady standing in a position, legs apart, that's quite acrobatic, with, typical from the Art Deco, a clothing that's perfectly geometrical and hairs that are so regular that it's not real. This lady is white, which is in some way an imitation of the ivory figurines that were fashionable at those days. The vases, as well as what's surrounding the clockwork, are in a black color that somewhat imitates marble. So this clock is really in some ways an imitation, an inexpensive imitation of these very Art Deco classical ivory, bronze and marble statues that were available and very expensive, of course. After the Second War, the craze for these clocks disappeared. It disappeared for many reasons. For instance, the fact that a central heating became affordable, and so what was fashionable was to replace the chimney by some radiators. Also, the wristwatch became affordable, which means that people didn't need anymore to have the time on the chimney if they had it on their wrist. Finally, other material became cheaper than faience, and especially plastics that started developing after the Second War.